It's a big challenge. They got the job done against Italy on the weekend, which was a nice confidence boost. There was big smiles in the press conference, big smiles in the dressing rooms, and justifiably so. It was a good win against Italy. It's a bigger challenge come this weekend at Twickenham for the Wallabies up against England, and the skipper of the Wallabies joins us on the line, Michael Hooper. G'day, Michael.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, good, mate. Nice to have a win.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, it's always nice to get a bit of, like you said, a bit of confidence, a bit of a boost for a lot of the hard work and the effort the guys are putting in. So a really nice reward there. But, you know, you forget about it pretty soon when you wake up on Monday and you've got to get on to the next week.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of doom and gloom after the loss out over here back in Australia, I should say, Michael, you know, even though you only lost by 3 points to Wales. But you can sort of put a smile on a lot of people's faces if, you know, you lose by 3 to Wales, you win against Italy, and then have a strong performance against England and finish the tour off on a positive and come back, and people will sit up and take notice and think, well, hang on, it hasn't been as bad as what we thought.
That's right. Coming a year out or under a year now from the World Cup, teams are tight. You know, the team across the board are tight and everyone's starting to put their best or hitting their straps for next year. We've taken a bit longer, admittedly so. We haven't really sort of found our groove in the attacking part of the game. But, in fact, our last couple of weeks now, our defence has really been on the up, really been improved. So, you know, one try directly off our attack last week, no tries the week before, and a pretty good performance until right at the back end of the game against New Zealand. It's starting to look like some positive signs there.
Yeah, talking about your defence, yeah, that's great, isn't it? I mean, Wales, very good team, no tries. Italy came off a poor pass and they intercepted basically and scored. So your defensive systems and your priorities are really standing up.
Well, yeah, I think that's what, you know, that's what you fall back on in games. And you're going to have games where your attack, you know, it could be wet one day, or attack just isn't functioning the way you like, and all the other team's doing a good night for that. You've got to have your insurance, your defence. So that's been a real focus for us, you know, in the last few weeks or since we've been on tour up into Japan till here.
50th minute, I think, that David Pocock was left the field after that tackle, Michael. I know you know doctor, mate. Give us a prognosis on David.
Yeah, he's going all right. Like, he's, you know, he's moving around. He was doing his thing today that he usually does to get right for the week. Look, I'm no doctor. I'm not David either, so I don't know how it's feeling. So, you know, I'm sure he's gearing up, preparing as if he's ready to play.
Do you expect him to play?
Like I said, I'm not a doctor. So I'd love to know. I'd love to, you know, be able to see in the future. But, you know, these things they can go either way. I've seen that before. And, you know, but I know if there's anything that's for certain, it's Dave's going to put his best foot forward to get on the field.
Yeah, Adam Ashley Cooper made a return to the Wallabies fold. He'd been out of the squad for, you know, a couple of years there. What's he brought to the team?
Well, firstly, experience, a bit of silver hair. Yeah, he's got a bit more grey since the last time I saw him.
The silver fox.
So that's it. He looked good out there as well for a 34-year-old. No, he was mate. He was sharp. He was really sharp. His communication has always been a strong point for him, but seeing that comeback and seeing him, how he's developed, you know, he probably could speak a couple of different languages now as well. Seeing that improve, it was really pleasing, you know, and he brought a lot of good communication and some good knowledge out there. So even around the group, off the field, stuff like that, Adam's been great.
Set pieces are always a talking point when it comes to the Wallabies. Now, I watched the game on the telly the other day against Italy, and I thought that it improved, but the way that you're able to destroy the opposition's line-out. you know, I know they're only ranked number 14 in the world, but you still have to be able to do it. Was that a focus going into that game, or was that just how it happened?
It's always a big focus for us, you know. Like, you can stifle the other team's attacking ball. You're going a long way to stuffing them up or keeping their points down. So, you know, like I said before, defence has been a real focus for us. That helped us out hugely on the weekend. And we've been doing a lot of work there. You know, I think it has been criticised and more in the attack part of the game. But to get some good reward there for some of the work-ons we've been doing was pleasing. And like you said right at the start of this, the confidence that builds going into next week, is really important, and you can't sleep on your wins. And you know, we did have a good performance in the line out on the weekend, so we need to go up another gear here against the Poms.
Do you notice a change in your coach, in Michael Checker, when he's up against his great rival and former Randwick mate in Eddie Jones? Does he get a bit more tense during training? Can he get more tense during training?
I think he actually wants to get in and start playing at number 10, to be honest. He actually likes to get his hands on the ball. No, he's been, you know, we've been challenged this year, and he's been guiding us through and leading us very well, I think. So, look, it's the last game of the year, but it's so exciting to be finishing it at Twickenham. You know, against a team that we haven't had the best record run with in the last couple of years, but always a great rivalry, any sport, Australia and England. So, it's going to be a good way to finish.
Yeah, they've had their ups and downs over the last probably 12 months under Eddie Jones. But what type of sort of game do they play at the moment, Michael, and what's their strengths?
They kick a hell of a lot, so they've got a big kicking focus on their game. Obviously, their set piece has always been a strong point, particularly their scrum. So they kick and rely on just constant pressure, playing in the right parts of the field. And we back ourselves on how we play the game, so we want to be playing with ball in hand. So they, I think, utilise that a bit by saying, well, you can have the ball, we're going to defend and try and make some mistakes and turn that over. And you look at last year, it's tied all the way up till 65 minutes, 70 minutes, and unfortunately we cracked. And one turnover down in their end and one try that we didn't get grounded unfortunately turned the game on its head. So small margins at this level.
Unfortunately, they've won the last five head-to-head encounters, mate. I mean, I know you're not going to worry about those sorts of stats going into this game, but quite clearly, what's going to be different this time?
Oh, well, it's always a different team. So when you say you've got, there's a run or a streak against you, you play with a different team every year. You know, that was likewise. We had a pretty good run there against Wales, and unfortunately we left that, but we dropped that. But the guys who were playing whenever the last time they won is completely different to now. So and that's with all codes. But different team and hungry. You know, we've got some guys here who've unfortunately missed this game due to injury in the last couple of years. So they are keen as to run out here this weekend, like we all are. Yeah. Like every time, it's a great occasion.
Yeah, watching the Wallabies over the last couple of games, it seems to me that, you know, with all the pressure building, I know you try and sort of keep it to one side, but you don't look as relaxed and as calm as what you normally would. Do you think if you are a bit more calm and a bit more relaxed, things will start to happen? But are you just sort of going into games nice and calm and relaxed and focused?
Yeah, I think we're going into games with really good weeks preparation under our belt. Probably a thing for our team is to continue that, throughout the game, and completely believe in the systems and things, when the pressure does come on, because like I spoke about earlier with the attack probably not clicking, guys want it to work so bad, and sometimes when you do that you don't feel loose and you don't allow it to happen. So we've been on that chase to be making that happen and pushing to improve that part of the game, and look, it hasn't clicked, and so to be able to let the club go, so to speak, around that stuff has been a focus for us in the past couple of weeks.
Mate, the side against England that you're going to put out, is it going to look more like the side against Italy or more like the side against Wales?
Well, it depends. Depends what Czech's thinking there. You know, obviously, the roof's closed in Wales. That's guaranteed. Mate, like, we've trained here one day this week and we had about four different seasons in the day.
Right.
So.
Okay.
We've got to take conditions into factors, into our thinking, and go from there. And also, we're at the end of a long season, so guys' bodies, physically and mentally, need to be up for a game of this level.
It's a big test. It's a big test, and you can give a lot of people over here in Australia a big smile on their face, Michael, if you can come away with a victory.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, because a lot of people want to see you do well.
Yeah, thank you. We've, look, and we have been you're feeling a lot of support from back home, and you know, sometimes that comes through different avenues, but it is great to hear, and would love to go and give some guys or some fans back home something to cheer about in the morning.
Good on you, mate. Well done, Michael Hooper. Good luck against England. Massive challenge coming up at Twickenham on the weekend. Michael Hooper giving of his time from the Wallaby camp over there in England. The boys at tab.com.au, they believe they'll do it tough, Loz. $3.35 up against England, $1.33. And you can't get away from that fact that the last five times we've played, including three matches right here on our very own soil and grass, England beat us.
Yeah.
So it's a big challenge.